Amen. Reading tonight from James chapter 1. Amen. James chapter 1. Hallelujah. How many feel like you got pure religion? Hold up your hand. Undefiled religion. Old time religion. Hold up your hand. Amen. I like it, don't you? Amen. I believe you have. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to read about it. If any man among you, 26th verse, seem to be religious. Watch out now. Amen. You still got pure religion? Huh? All right. Amen. We'll read. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue. Whoa! Amen. Your religion, amen, comes loose at both ends if you're not careful. Amen. If you don't bridle your tongue. Hallelujah. You glory. Amen. Just go ahead. Rattle your tongue. Amen. Just rattle it about nothing. Whether you got proof or not, somebody say, Brother Collins has changed, and then you repeat it. Amen. You're repeating a lie. I ain't changed. Ain't going to. Amen. Some folks wish I would. I think that's what they wish when they say you've changed. They wish I would. Amen. But I don't. And I ain't. And I won't. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey! Amen. If you want to see whether a man's changing or not, look who he fellowships. Now these guys that sure enough have changed, they don't fellowship us no more. They don't fellowship same men no more. Amen. Benny's still my friend. Amen. And Dave Miller's still my friend. They've been friends of mine for years. Amen. Joey Height, Mike Blue, Don Rich, Havis Crawford. Amen. Ben Shaw. L.D. Moore, they're still my friends. That's just some of the bigger names in the country. Amen. Praise God. William Strickler, Lee Strickler. Amen. L.D. Savage out east. Hallelujah. I mean, same friends always had. Amen. Incidentally, with a few variables along the line of prophecy, they all believe just exactly like I do. Amen. And a lot of folks say, you've changed. No, I ain't changed. Amen, Brother Gerald Green. And I started out 45 years ago, ask him. He preached for us. Amen. Come back and hold us a meeting. Amen. The 10th of September, preaching up till the 10th of September. And we'll take care of the church while I'm going to London. Amen. And if Jesus tarries and the rapture don't take place, some folks predicted the Lord's coming again in September. I don't mind. I've been looking for it for years. Amen. I want to go bounding to meet him. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, that is saying forever of his saving grace. Amen. Still fellowship, same fellers, always fellowship. Amen. John Gabbert, still my friend. Ralph Horton, Richlands, Virginia, still my friend. Amen. Folks, north, east, south, and west, amen. Ralph Harley, Mobile, Alabama, C.M. Butler, Savannah, Georgia, amen. Brother Bridges at Allentown, amen. All these men are still my friends. I can still go home and hold my head up. If I had lowered the standard and changed, amen, I wouldn't be as welcome back to my home church, Brother Barnett, as I am. They want me to come to church every time I go and preach. Praise God. No, I haven't changed. You know what's wrong with the folks that says Brother Collins has changed? They backslid. They're circulating the lie, amen, and they're telling it to some of our folks that's kindly on the fringes, and some of them's kindly wanting to believe it. Huh? Amen. W. B. King is still my friend down in Florida. He asked me to preach his fasting and prayer convention in March. Amen. I'm still in fellowship with both Holiness Bible Schools. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, Brother Beam just insists that I preach that last day every year. If I'd changed much, they wouldn't be calling on me, don't you think? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I got older and I hope wiser. Amen. Glory to God. But I ain't changed. Praise God. And I don't believe in meddling with folks given to change. He said, he that bridles not his tongue, he deceives his own heart. This man's religion is vain. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. If these folks would pray through real good, Brother Collins would look better to them. He'd sound better to them. If they'd get right themselves, he'd look better to them. Praise God. Now, verse 27. Pure religion. Still got it? Amen. And undefiled before God and the Father is this. To visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. Ooh, wait a minute. Ooh, wait a minute. And to keep himself unspotted from the world. Amen. Let me skip over to the second chapter. Praise God. Unspotted from the world. I just got to say this, you know. Amen. For 20 years, Butler County Fair has gone on right down the road from me. And I ain't been to the devil's camp meeting yet. Hallelujah. Ew! For 20 years, praise God, I've lived in just a few miles. Amen. Of one of the biggest amusement parks in the country. Amen. That's the one over here south of Mason. Amen. There's another one up the road here. I haven't been either one of them. I haven't been to the devil's camp meeting yet. Praise God. Huh? Amen. If you see me walking around down here in Butler County Fair, you can probably say Brother Collins is changed. If you see me pay admission up here to Americana, amen, you can probably say Brother Collins has changed. Amen. If you see me pay admission over here, hey, what is this one over here off 71? I can't even remember the name of it. King's Island, yeah. Amen. If you see me pay admission and hear me pay admission going to King's Island, amen, you can say Brother Collins has changed. But I ain't been in 20 years. I've been to a dozen camp meetings a year, old-time gospel camp meetings, and preached a few. Amen. But I ain't been to none of the devil's camp meetings. I ain't gone. Amen. Bible said, keep yourself unspotted from the world. If I had the power of white for you and I could move across the road from Butler County Fair down here, amen, and preach a meeting, amen, and everybody leave Butler County Fair, but I ain't white for you. Amen. Hey, amen. Praise God. He said, keep yourself unspotted from the world. I've never smoked a thinking man's filter. Amen. Ain't ever been drunk. I've tasted of those things when I was a kid because it was everywhere. Amen. But I never got to have it. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to by the grace of God. Amen. I ain't going to. Pure religion. Let's skip to the second chapter and we'll read a little bit. Amen. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. And mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Amen. Yes, I still show mercy. I always have, and I always will. Amen. I still show mercy. Praise God. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food,
And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, he give not them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Every question has the obvious answer. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. Amen. I'd like to talk about tonight what I was going to preach Sunday night, but the service got away, as it often does on Sunday night. Incidentally, we're still having camp meeting at the Highway of Holiness, just like we always did. Amen. Hallelujah. And I like to preach tonight on a subject which I will call tonight, a visit from you. A visit from you. Amen. There's another question that goes along. Did you hear that, Brother Billy? A visit from you. Amen. I've got another question that goes with that. What's it worth? Amen. A visit from you. What's it worth? Praise God. I'm going to give you a criteria to test whether you got an old-time religion, a real thing or not. Amen. Hallelujah. We've heard about a visit from God, and we'd like to have one, wouldn't we? Amen. Sometimes we pray for God to help folks when we need to be helping them there ourselves. We got the answer to our own prayer in our pocketbook. Huh? I'm telling you, that man's prayer is vain when he's praying for God to help you and he's got the answer to his own prayer in his pocketbook. He just well shut his mouth. Amen. Praise God. God will help you to answer your own prayer. Amen. I drove out of my way to visit Brother Cornett in the hospital and the family there. Amen. And gave Brother David Miller a $50 bill and gave Melissa a $50 bill because it's all over there having a lot of motel expense and everything. Amen. Because my visit up there wouldn't have been worth much if I didn't help them. Amen. I could have said, I wish I could do more, but I've been alive because I could do more. Amen. A lot of people say, I wish I could do more, and they're lying. They could do more. Amen. I didn't say I wish I could do more. Amen. I intend to do more by the grace of God. Amen. That's how we took up $11,200. Amen. Monday night with the help of the Lord and those good folks and those preachers and pastors. About 16 or 17 pastors came in. Praise God. Incidentally, I'm still giving just like I always did. Amen. Praise God. And Sister Collins and I are still giving on the average of $10,000 a year away. That ain't too much. Amen. According to what some men do. Amen. But we're still doing that. Praise God. There's a lot of things we give we don't even give account of or take account of. Amen. I give more candy to the children in this church than some people do in the offering plate when they come to church. Amen. I know some of them don't realize where it comes from, but my pockets got too small, amen, to hold it all. They got to be so many of them, amen, that I wanted to endear, praise God, and so I had to get me some little containers to put it in. Praise God. I'm still giving just like I always did. Amen. I'm not blowing my own horn. I'm giving you a family report, sweetheart. Amen. If you don't like it, lump it. A lot of people don't like it, praise God, because you're still giving. Amen. But my initials is LL. Amen. If you don't like it, lump it. Amen. Praise God. I'm still giving. The one reason they don't like me too good is because they're tight as Dick's hat band, tight as a drum head, amen, stingy as can be, amen. They don't like you putting them on the spot by giving so much, amen. and they're tired of feeding like a dog, amen, sitting around in the church where people's giving a lot. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been on to a lot of folks this week. Amen. For what it's worth. Praise God. Here it is. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about a visit from you. What's it worth? Amen. Job's friends all came to see him when he had lost everything. Amen. They didn't bring anything. They just sat there and looked at him for 7 days. Amen. Praise God. God rebuked them for sitting there and looking at him for 7 days. And when they opened their mouth, all they had was criticism for Job. Amen. And God made them get a calf and bring it to Job. Amen. God made them visit him again and visit him right. Praise God. I mean, take one of them $500 prize deals, amen, out of the stall that you've been saving for a special occasion, amen, and sacrifice it to the Lord. And I mean, old Job and his three friends had a reconciliation before the Lord and ate roast beef for a few days. Amen. You know what they did, those sacrifices, don't you? They offered them to the Lord and then ate them. Amen. They ate them before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. God said you're going to have to visit him and visit him right. Amen. I'll tell you, most folks would be better off if you didn't even come, if you wasn't going to help them. Even Peter and John, as poor as they was, had something to give. He said, such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Amen. What a visit, praise God. Amen. They had to go back, Job's friend did, and they had to do it right. You can read it for yourself in Job chapter 42, verses 8 through 10. Not only that, amen, his family visited him. And they visited him right. Amen. They brought some money. They brought some gold. You know what they did? Piece of money. And they got Job started out again right. And before it was over, God had blessed Job again with twice as much as he ever had. Hallelujah. What a blessing God had. Amen. Oh yes, James said, faith without works is dead. Amen. I mean, the wrong kind of visit goes like this. The Lord's going to help you. Be thou clothed and fed. Preacher shook hands with Arvis Swafford one night and said, God's going to help you, brother. Amen. Brother Swafford told me, he said, I needed some help right then. You know how God helps his preachers? He helps them through people. He helps them through men, women. Amen. And if the Christian professed community won't do it, he'll send some sinners. If the saints won't do it, amen, he can command some heathen, praise God, to feed him. You know, Elijah, he didn't go down there to some good Jew lady, amen, good Jewish widow, when that drought was on, he went to Zarephath. There were many widows in Israel, but he didn't go to them. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, he visited her right, and she visited him right. Amen. She baked him a cake first because he had the audacity to ask. Boy, they'd talk about LL if he asked a widow to do that. I mean, I could just hear it, boy. Amen. If he asked somebody, bake me a cake first, did you know that was a key to her future survival? Amen. That was a key to that drought. Praise God. He said, bake me a cake first. Amen. And you know what? Both of them was blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't help the preacher, both of you will be cursed. If you help the preacher, both of you be blessed. Amen. I mean,
The preacher will be cursed. He'll have to starve and do without. Amen. And be talked about because he can't pay his bills because you didn't help him. Amen. And you won't get the blessing and the windows of heaven will stay shut for you because you didn't help him. Both of you be cursed. Amen. But if you bless him, both of you can be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Empty words. An empty visit. Empty handed. Praise God. 6 times we've gone to the Philippines. Every time I paid my own way out of my own pocket and took offerings from the church. Amen. The time Sister Collins went with me, it cost us over $2,000 to go to the Philippines. But I was able to take in offerings from the church and from folks anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 and give them over there. Plus about 20 pairs of shoes for the preacher. And Billy gave me a whole bunch of Bibles to take over there. And the last time I was there, I hadn't been there for a year. Amen. I saw one of them going out on visitation. And he was carrying his Thompson Chain Reference Bible still in the box that it came in. Amen. That's the way they protect them. The box is very important in the Philippines when you live in a grass hut. Amen. So they still kept it in the box. Amen. The reason we paid our own way is so what you gave we could give to them. Amen. If everybody had to give $2,000, it'd have been a sight what I could give to them. Amen. You see? Praise God. Amen. We don't intend to go empty-handed. We don't intend to go and preach and throw out a bunch of empty words. Amen. Preaching's good, but you need to back it up with works. Praying's good, but you need to back it up with good, concrete, solid works. Praise God. Amen. Oh, you say, I believe. Why, James said the devils also believe and tremble, but it don't do him any good. Amen. Say, I've got all the faith in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. It ought to work. I believe in works that believe and faith that works. Praise God. Amen. If you say you believe and it don't work, you're no better than the devil. Amen. Because his faith don't work. Praise God. Amen. If you say you believe and you're still a tightwad, when it comes to giving to the cause of God, your faith ain't no better than the devil's faith. Amen. Because it don't work. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith professed without works is dead. And that's what it means when it said faith without works is dead. If there could be such a thing, what it means is professed faith without works is dead. Amen. There was a man went down to Jerusalem, went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, a good Jew, and fell among thieves. Amen. They robbed him and beat him and left him laying beside the road half dead. Amen. Now, I've been to Israel about 6-7 times. Amen. And I've seen the original old Jericho road. And you know what? It's not much wider than the aisle of this church. Because roads wasn't very wide in those days. Amen. It's not much wider than the aisle of this church. I mean, not more than twice as wide in its widest place. Than the aisle of this church. Praise God. When that priest visited that man that was laying half dead beside the road, he passed by on the other side. Said, I don't want to get involved. Amen. He passed closer than I am to you, to that man. He passed as close as I am to Gary Grubb, to that man, and saw him laying there half dead in his own blood. Amen. And passed by on the other side. Rabbi came by. Amen. And he paid him a visit too. But how many know neither one of those visits counted? It was an empty visit, wasn't it? Amen. But what made that good Samaritan, that half-breed, that outcast, that hated man of the Jews, what made him the good Samaritan that he was? What made him the immortal Good Samaritan? The Bible just calls him a Samaritan. But we gave him the name Good Samaritan because his visit wasn't just passing by and looking on the bloody scene. Amen. He went over to him and he took his own wine out and his own oil out. Amen. And poured in wine and oil. Amen. And met the need of the man. I mean, he lifted him up after he'd poured in wine and oil and did what he could for his wounds. Amen. He lifted him up and put him on his own beast and walked. Amen. To the inn. And there's a bunch of them, about three different ones they'll celebrate as the inn of the Good Samaritan. About halfway down the hill, amen, in that 18-mile journey which you wind around the curves, it's about 30 or 40, amen, but it's only about 18 miles since the crow flies from Jerusalem to Jericho. Amen. He took him to an inn, our equivalent of a hospital. Amen. That's all we had in those days. Amen. And paid his hospital bill out of his own pocket. Amen. And told the man at the inn, he said, if you need any more money when you come back, take good care of him, and I'll pay that too. That's what made him the Good Samaritan. Amen. If he hadn't have done that, you'd have probably never heard of him, because he would have been the good for nothing Samaritan. Amen. Say, so and so, he's a good man. He's good there. What's he good for? He don't go to church. Amen. He's unfaithful to the house of God. Amen. He's never there when it comes time to help. What's he good for? Praise God. Oh, he's a good man. This, that, and the other. What's he good for? Praise God. I'll tell you what, a lot of these folks that they say is good man, they're good for nothing. And there's a lot of good people going to split hell wide open. Amen. You know why those people, amen, were turned into hell in the 25th chapter of Matthew? It wasn't for committing adultery. It wasn't for running off with some man's wife. And that's sin. It wasn't for killing somebody. Amen. And he said, depart from me. I know you not. It was because when they saw the naked, they didn't clothe them. When they saw the hungry, they didn't feed them. Amen. When they saw those that were destitute and afflicted, amen, sick and in prison, they didn't help them. Amen. They didn't, the Bible said, visit them. Amen. Now the kind of visit he's talking about explains itself in the context. Amen. And he said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, into everlasting fire. Amen. Because you're all a bunch of tightwads. Money's your God. Amen. And you're out for nobody but yourself. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, into everlasting fire. Because when I was naked, you clothed me not. Amen. When I was hungry, you didn't feed me. They didn't know that they was visiting the Lord Jesus Christ himself in disguise. Well, Lord, if we'd have known it was you, we'd have done better. And there's a lot of folks going to be in for a surprise when they get to heaven, because they didn't when they could have. Amen. Yes. I'm preaching on a visit from you. Praise God. It's one thing to say I'm a Christian, and it's another thing to be one. Amen. All together. How many likes old time religion? Still, hold up your hand. How many believe in it? Hey, you're going to keep doing it. Praise God. I'll tell you what, if we do, we'll still keep the name of being one of the givenest churches in the country. If we do, amen, we'll keep the good name of being one of the helpingest churches in the country. Amen. And furthermore, we'll do more as time goes by. Amen. And it may be
that if we're faithful in that which is least, God will give us more. Amen. Some will get 100-fold, some 60-fold. Amen. Oh, he said, none of you have left houses, lands, father, mother, wives, children, amen, or anything for now my name's sake, but what you'll receive 100-fold now in this present time and everlasting life in the world to come. Amen. When you open your heart to God and you're free-hearted with Jesus, amen, God will bless you. I saw a sign over a store the other day. It said Family Dollar Store. And I thought I ought to preach on that sometime, because I know a lot of professed holiness churches are like that. They're run by a family and they give a dollar. Amen. I saw another sign over a store the other day. It said General Dollar Store. Amen. Praise God. And I know some homeless churches, professed homeless churches like that. Amen. There's some preachers that claim to be homeless. Amen. They ride it like a general. They crack the whip like a general and still give a dollar. Amen. I don't think a highway of homeless ought to be a family dollar church, do you? We ought to outlive that a long time ago, praise God. We ought to be doing better than that. Amen. I'll tell you what, amen, if you live right and you live for God and you serve God for 40 years, you'll have something to give, because you've been sowing, amen, and reaping. Amen. God will bless you with something to give in the service of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible said, give to him that asketh thee. Amen. I've been preaching over 45 years. And I've never took up an offering for myself, and never took a church and demanded how much I had to get. Never went for revival, told them how much I had to have. I've been working without a contract for 45 years with no benefits. Amen. Subject to be run off at a moment's notice. Hallelujah. Praise God. Living by faith. Amen. And still giving for the glory of God. Amen. Still going. Still doing for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Ain't no use in changing, folks. Amen. And some folks hoped I'd change. They wish I'd change. But since I ain't, they changed. I mean, they didn't change. They just showed their true colors. Praise God. After a while, amen, it's kind of hard to keep it hid after a while. Amen. You show your true colors after a while. You can kind of duck and hide and amen and grin like a Cheshire cat for a while. But after a while, you show your true colors. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's the way it happens. About the next time Brother Collins gets up to take up $15,000. Amen. He'll lean over and say, I think we've had enough offerings stuck here lately. I've had him tell me right in the board. Amen. We've already give till we give out. Since I've been in the Highway of Holiness Church. Amen. We've already took up enough offerings. Amen. You know why? It wasn't because they didn't have it to give. It's because they was a tightwad. Amen. They're still squeezing old George. They're still worshiping the almighty dollar. Amen. And woe be unto the preacher that tries to squeeze it out of them. Amen. Woe be unto LL. Amen. And some churches in this Miami Valley, praise God, because they ain't going to change. But every once in a while, there's a preacher that sees the error of their ways. And they get tired of staying in these little old churches that's going down a dead-end street 90 miles an hour that never have gone anywhere, never have been missionary-minded, never have done very much for anybody. Amen. And finally, they decided if they was going anywhere, they had to move. Amen. Brother called me up from way up northern Ohio years ago. Amen. He was evangelist. Amen. He said, Brother Collins, I'm having problems getting revival. I said, what do you think I ought to do? I said, the first thing you got to do is get out of that church and out from under that pastor you're under. Amen. It's causing a stigma in your evangelistic work. Amen. You know what? That's what he done. Hallelujah. Amen. After he'd preached a great successful service down at Allentown, amen, and told me he remembered what I told him, hallelujah, about 18, 19 years ago, amen, about getting out of that church. He said, Brother Collins, I'm sure glad I listened to you. Amen. Every once in a while, there's a preacher, amen, that decides it's time to bail out. Amen. I'll tell you what. That little old swallow that hitchhikes a ride on that goose. Some of them goose hunters down there in the Mississippi Flyway have shot them big geese from way up there. Amen. And after they shoot them, they notice a little bird flying out. That little old bird had hitched him a ride on that goose. Amen. But that bird, when that goose started going down, he had sense enough not to go down with a dead goose. Amen. There's a lot of these preachers, praise God, that decide it's time to bail out of these dead-end churches. Amen. Never had gone nowhere but down. Praise God. They're never going to do anything for God. They had to get with a preacher and a church that had a good name. Amen. And they found the launching pad at the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. Let's stand and praise God. Amen. Let's help them go. Let's help them stay. Let's help them preach. Let's help them do the work of God. Amen. Keep doing what you're doing, saint. Amen. Don't listen to the devil's bad news. Amen. Keep having camp meeting every time you go to church. Keep giving. Keep loving. Keep serving. Keep glorifying God. Come on. Holly, saying, let's find an altar.